Kia ora, Jim.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We've been talking about the Camino in Spain. Does what you have done have the quality of a pilgrimage at all, do you think?
I think the Camino is obviously really different with its huge spiritual religious history and just the sheer numbers of people who do it.
It strikes me that on the Camino you meet many, many, many fellow pilgrims and, you know, share their lives and also share the pains and the problems of a long walk. I know you've obviously met people on the trail, but I assume you've been alone a lot of the time too.
Yeah, it has been really lonely. I hadn't really experienced loneliness like it before, especially through that central part of the South Island. You know, people were sort of splintering off into bubbles, and you could find yourself between bubbles of people quite easily. You know, people would leave the huts a day or so ahead, and you'd sort of end up getting to a hut alone, and then walking alone and getting to another hut alone. And I actually got quite lonely and pretty upset at times, actually. I just really craved to be around people. So that was new for me, and that was something to get used to. And then after a while, I did get used to it, but I was always really happy when I got to a campsite or a hut and there were people there, but you had to sort of try not to be too obsessive and crave conversation too much, because often they'd been around people as well. So, but yeah, the last month's actually been amazing. Ever since Arthur's passed, I've been walking with friends and family. So I live in Nelson, so yeah, my husband came down and walked 5 days or so with me, and then
great.
I had a whole bunch of good friends who've hopped in on the trail all the way from Otira all the way through to, actually a couple of days ago, my last friend departed back to Nelson. So it's been awesome. It's been a totally different experience in the top half of the South Island.
I'm glad. So before that, when you didn't know people, but you met obviously a number of them, who is walking it, you know, of the people you've encountered?
It is a huge range of people. There's obviously a lot of foreigners, but there's heaps of Kiwis. I think the youngest I met was maybe an 18-year-old Australian. I don't think, there probably are kids walking it this year, but I don't think I met any. And then the oldest, I think, was in his 70s, and he was from a gentleman from Whangarei, and he was walking south. So because I was walking north, I encountered a huge amount of people coming south. So that's the normal way to do it, is north to south. So yeah, you'd sort of stop and have a quick chat, and if you're at a hut, you'd catch up a bit about what was ahead. But it was just, there was mostly Europeans and Americans, I think, were the foreigners. And then, yeah, a lot of Kiwis just getting out and enjoying their country.
Which is the better way to walk it, at least in the South Island? What would you do again?
In the South Island, just start from Ship Cove. You've got a really nice, maybe 4 days, 4 or 5 days or so before you hit the Richmond Ranges, which are pretty challenging. I reckon actually going north would be a bit easier from Bluffs. Yeah, because the Richmond Ranges are right up there with some of the most difficult stuff, also some of the most beautiful. But I did think I had sort of a longer lead-in, walking north, I think.
Our trail's possibly harder than a lot of the other trails in the world.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that it's up there with the hardest ones. It's also still quite new, so I think people are still discovering it and maybe seeing how it measures up to other ones. But just the variety of terrain, the challenging New Zealand conditions, there's often, it's marked and you can follow an app on your phone, but it's often not really a trail as much as it is a route through tussock or gorse or mud or along a beach. So it can be really humbling. You can go a lot slower than you think you will. And I think I'm onto my third pair of shoes. Actually, the first two got completely destroyed by gorse and blackberry. Just ripped, you know, the fabric just got completely slashed. And so I've done a bit of stitching up. But, people say, you know, people have done the Pacific Crest Trail or the other trails in America say that this is definitely way harder than they expected. And they're a lot slower than they anticipated.
Remind us again why you're doing it, because you could have had a nice summer on your little block outside Nelson encouraging local bird life and going for short, pleasant walks out of the rain.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it. I just thought that sounds kind of fun. And it hasn't been much fun. It's been bloody hard and painful. But there have been some moments when I have sort of looked up, like I saw some pheo, a pair of pheo in the Deception River, which is just over Arthur's Pass. And that was just an incredible moment. I had only seen pheo once before. So just to see them in the that river there, sort of diving and playing. And I've seen so many riflemen titipono. There's so many in no, the Takatimu Rangers. They were just filling up that forest, and that was brilliant. So there have been a lot of moments where I've just really been incredibly grateful to just be out there in the bush, and just a lot of sort of silent appreciation of what we have in New Zealand, as well as some good times with people I've met along the way as well, and some friends and family too.
So the weather has been by and large okay for you, but you had a couple of deluges. Is that right, or has it rained more than I think?
Yeah, no, it actually has. I mean, obviously that's been drought in a lot of areas down south, but for walking it was just a lot of blue skies day after day. By and large, we've been really lucky with the weather, and continuing to the North Island, I just hope that it continues.
Is the North Island going to be easier or harder for you than the South, from what you know?
Yeah, I think the weather will be more challenging. I think the main thing is the daylight is so much less. So in the South Island, I was cruising quite a bit. Like, I'd stop and have long lunches and swims, and because, you know, it was just daylight forever. But now it's falling dark very quickly, so you really have to hustle, get up in the dark, and then really hustle to get, you know, your 10 or 12 hours or whatever it is that day done. And then there's all that, when you get to where you're going, you've got to, you know, quickly wash up, quickly feed yourself, find everything, get to bed, and then it's dark, and then it's dark for 13 hours, so then you're just sort of lying there. Just keeping a really close eye on the weather is going to be the thing, and also just making sure you get up quickly and out the door and make hay while the sun shines, basically.
You know, you walk at a good pace, you're fit. Are you keeping to time, or are you behind?
I don't have a time, actually. I've got a target, you know, a hut I need to get to each day, but there's not so many huts up north. But it just comes down to accommodation, where you can stay. So that's going to be less, there'll be fewer huts, obviously, in the North Island, but I think there's more, it'll be more campgrounds and potentially Trail Angels, who we stay with. But yeah, no, I don't really have a time so much. I'm just doing what works each day.
The obvious questions. We're talking to Naomi Arnold, who's on the Te Araroa Trail, and she's completed the first half of it, Te Waipounamu. The highlights so far?
Well, I should say it's actually not the first half. It's only 1,300 kilometres. It seems longer, but it's not. It's just not even half. Highlights so far, it would definitely be my home region, Nelson. Just coming over Wael Pass into Nelson was really special. Oh, actually, walking up to Stag Saddle alongside Lake Tekapo, and then looking over at Aorangi there, and just to seeing that mountain change as I slowly walked around it. Well, actually, the dawn, but any dawn, any time you manage to get up early and watch the sun rise and the sky change, that's just a really special time of day. So I've appreciated every time I've managed to actually do that.
Nice. And based on similarly slow observation, where else would you now want to live on the mainland if you weren't already in Nelson?
I really liked Colic Bay. I thought it was a cool place over in Riverton.
Yep.
They seemed like they had a good vibe and just close to the ocean there. Sounds is really nice.
The what?
Wouldn't it be nice to have a little house in the Sounds, Marlborough Sounds? That would be nice. They look like they have a good time.
I think a lot of people down there have a good time. Your worst moments then, please.
That would be getting caught in a lightning storm walking from Otago into Canterbury over Martha Saddle.
Oh.
And I got to the top of the saddle and looked over into Canterbury, and there was these huge dark clouds and thunder and lightning, and that was probably the most scared I've ever been in my life, actually, because I was the highest thing in the landscape, and I was walking along with these poles, you know, these conductors.
Yep.
And it was raining really heavily, and the lightning was just booming and cracking above me, and the thunder was rolling. It was terrifying.
Yeah, I bet.
So I ran that. I just ran down the hill and with the pack and everything flying, and at one point, the lightning just exploded above my head, and I just sort of threw myself on the ground, like pulled my tent over me, and just stayed there, like waiting for it to pass. It was terrifying. There's been a few sort of slips, you know, near slips or trips, and sort of catching yourself, you know, on the edge of a precipice. There's been a little bit of that. I've actually been really lucky. I haven't had any injuries. And haven't really had any strains or sprains, just a few little sore bits. But no, I've actually been lucky so far. Touch wood, which I'm just about to do. Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the walking poles. Do you wear toe protectors or wrap your feet in wool or soak them in Vaseline or any of that stuff?
I've got these compression toe socks, and apparently everyone was really keen to hear about the socks, all the listeners. So they were in Gingy socks, and actually the one time I didn't wear them because I'd worn them out, I'd worn holes in them, and I went to some merino socks, and I had the most horrible, like, rash or something on my feet and blisters. So, no, I really rate the compression toe socks, and they seem to wick the moisture away really well, and with the little toe pockets, I mean, they look hideous. You know, you don't want to take your shoes off in front of people, but they just seem to, yeah, really protect each individual toe nicely.
And your feet are holding out all right?
Yeah, I did notice. It was really interesting. The first few weeks, they just seemed to get a lot thicker and more hobbity, like wider. And they're obviously just, you know, building up from the pack weight and all the walking I was doing. Not hairier, but they are going okay, yeah.
Optimally, what would you eat?
Optimally or realistically?
Oh, okay, realistically.
Realistically, just... well, you know, DI is so expensive. It's like $15, $17 per packet, and you can't have that every day for the whole trip. I mean, some people do, but it's so expensive. So, I mean, I dehydrate a lot of my own stuff before I left. So a lot of, like, fruit roll-ups, and I think I did a... Oh, my husband actually made me a bunch of meals and posted them down. That was good. But sort of because you want to get going in the morning, I don't really cook in the morning, so I'll grab a muesli bar and sort of eat it on the way, like a one square meal bar or some sort of dense bar. And then lunch, I actually got really into salad wraps for lunch. So I was actually carrying a lettuce for quite a way, or every time I could resupply. And that was, no one could, yeah, I got a lot of shit for that actually. But sorry.
Why? I once on the Able Tasman, I met a guy carrying a sack of spuds.
They're all about, yeah, that's a good idea. They're all about the calories. You know, they're like, you know, how many calories does lettuce have? And I don't necessarily need the calories of a 25-year-old guy who's walking 50k a day. So yeah, lettuce, that was the only thing I was craving at one point, was just a plain iceberg lettuce. So I'd make wraps with iceberg lettuce, cream cheese, tomato, salami, cheese. And it was just exactly what I wanted. It was really good. And the lettuce lasted forever. It lasted for days.
Oh, good. Here's a pilgrimage question. Has it changed you in any discernible way so far?
I was just thinking about that on the boat ride back, and it's really hard to tell. My husband says I'm a lot happier because I have seen him a couple of times. He said, yeah, like I'm sort of more settled and happier. I mean, I guess it's just doing something you have wanted to do for so long. It's really cool to realise that goal. And then I really did not think I would stay uninjured this whole time, to be honest. So I think I'm just pleased to have got this far, and I'm really grateful I get to do it, and really looking forward to, yeah, the challenges up north, even though it's going to be pretty cold and autumnal, wintry even. But yeah, I guess I won't really know how changed I get back to normal life, because it's such a crazy way to live, just living out of your pack for months, you know, like, and just tenting in ridiculous places and just relying on people so much. Like, I'm just going to go, after we finish, I'm going to go to a woman named Julia's house and pick up a couple of bags of food I left there with her while I walked Ship Cove. And I just reached out on Facebook, and she said, yeah, you can store them in my garage. And that's, yeah, there has been so much relying on people, and I've definitely reached out to people a lot more than I would usually, just asking for help and just being grateful to receive help as well. That's been something I think I'm really ready to say yes to offers of help, whereas before I'd sort of wave them away. But
yeah, I understand.
Now I'll be like, no, I will take a ride. I will take a meal. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I'll take a ride all the way to Picton. You've had encounters that will always stay with you.
Yeah, I remember I came out at the Greenstone Trail end, which is just coming off the Greenstone Track in Queenstown, near Queenstown, and I'd somehow missed the shuttle. Like, I hadn't booked it, but I was sort of hoping to thumb a ride on it when it went past, but I was waiting on the side of the road staring at every car that went past, and somehow I missed it, and I rang them up and they said, oh no, we've been and gone. And so I was real gutted, and I just like started to cry just sitting on the side of the road, like, oh god, how am I going to get there, because there's not much traffic up that end. And then this guy had gone past with his two daughters, and I was sitting there, you know, morosely, and then they went for a swim, and he came back and said, oh, I just wanted to see if you needed a ride. And I just said, oh my god, thank you so much. And he took me all the way to Glenorchy, where I could get some food, because I'd actually run out of food as well, so I was getting quite hungry. And just, you know, the fact that he he noticed that I was there, and he noticed I was still there when he came back from his swim with his two girls, and just thought to inquire. It was really, really kind of him. I've actually had a lot of people actually stop and ask if I was all right. Obviously, they don't always look all right on the side of the road, but, you know, they just sort of stop and say, you're right, you need anything? I'm just like, no, just walking.
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool.
It's nice to know people are, I do feel like people are still looking out for randoms on the side of the road and just checking in that they're okay.
You're intrepid. I mean, you've done lots of other intrepid things in your time so far, so I'm not surprised, but well done. So, Te Ika Amawi ahead, and you get the feeling you can do it. We all get the feeling you can do it, having listened to you.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll talk to you again at some point. Lovely to be able to chat, and glad we caught you at an opportune time.
Thanks. Good to chat.